A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Peter approached Jesus and asked him, "Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive him? As many as seven times?" Jesus answered, "I say to you, not seven times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. He began the accounting. A debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold, along with his wife, his children, and all his property, in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full.' Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, 'Pay back what you owe.' Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he refused. Instead, he had him put in prison till he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servants saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you?' Then in anger, his master handed him over to the torturers till he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you unless each of you forgives your brothers from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. It's quite a gospel, is it not? Our Lord is telling us to forgive not just seven times, but 77 times. Human relationships are so very hard at times. Because it's often the people that we love the most that hurt us, and we're guilty of doing the same in our own journey. And yet our Lord is telling us that if we dare call ourselves a follower of Him, that forgiveness is not an option. It's what we're called to do. Forgiving and forgetting are two very different things. The joke in my family is I could tell you exactly what happened on what date in 1985, okay? I have one of those memories. My grandfather was the same way. Our Lord isn't saying be a doormat and allow people to treat you wrong. But what He's telling us is to forgive. Because if we choose not to forgive, that impacts who we are as disciples of Christ. So my dear friends, forgiveness is only possible if we pray for those who have hurt us. And forgiveness is only possible in our own life if we're going to confession to receive that sacrament so that in turn we could be merciful and forgiving to those around us. Are we gonna like everybody around us? No. We're called to love until it hurts. And Jesus taught us that. He died on the cross for the forgiveness of our sins, and He gave that freely to each and every one of us. So when we die, we can't enter into heaven if we have grudges, we hold hate, but we enter into heaven because those things are gone from us. So who is it in your life that our Lord's asking you to forgive today? Where is that pain in your life? And maybe Jesus this morning is saying, who do you need to seek forgiveness from? Who have you hurt? Let's pray on that right now and ask the Holy Spirit to guide us so that as we forgive people, we ourselves can seek forgiveness.